Hey guys, up for some Christmas in March? No? Me neither, but too bad. That's what this chapter's about.
Chapter 13. Flashback. Hearthswarming. 13 years ago. A lone unicorn mare made her way through a snow-covered forest as the bright moonlight lit it up in wondrous fashion. The mare of the moon watching over all. A single cottage lay up ahead. Few decorations littered the walls, but the festive spirit was there nonetheless. A single mare could be seen through the windows, seemingly sitting at a desk, writing. Knocking on the door, the unicorn mare didn't have to wait long before a Pegasus mare opened the door. The mare's coat color was somewhere between dark khaki and aralide yellow. Her eyes were magenta, and her mane was like a grayscale rainbow.
Hello. What do you want? A.K. Yelling? Yes.
The unicorn mare adopted a sly smile.
Or perhaps I should call you Daring Do.
Daring Do adopted a slightly alarmed look and scrutinized the mare before her.
What do you want?
Daring hissed threateningly.
Oh, I assure you, I hold no ill will, and have perfectly reasonable intentions. I simply have a request.
Go on.
Canterlot. It was roughly 6 in the morning, hearth-swarming day. The silence in the household of Nightlight and Twilight Velvet was broken when a small ball of lavender adorableness excitedly jumped up and down on the couple's bed.
Mom! Dad! It's hearth-swarming! It's hearth-swarming!
Twilight shouted excitedly. Twilight Velvet groggily opened her eyes to examine the ecstatic filly.
Oh, Twilight, it's 6 in the morning! But it's hearth-swarming! Now come on, Twilight. You don't see Shining being silly like this, do you? But it's hearth-swarming,
Twilight said, tears forming in her eyes. Now it was Nightlight who spoke up.
Come on, Twilight, please don't be upset. 2 more hours, okay? Then we can open up presents.
Okay.
The little filly finally relented, despondently jumping off of the bed and walking out of the bedroom door. Velvet sighed.
Okay, now I feel bad.
She'll be fine. In 2 hours, she'll be running on the ceiling in excitement.
Velvet chuckled.
Yeah, she will. Come on. Let's get some sleep while we can.
Snuggling up, they closed their eyes and began to let sleep reclaim them. It was moments later that the door opened again and the jumping started once more. Both ponies opened their eyes to see Twilight was back, jumping above Twilight Velvet with the same excited expression as before. However, this time, she was joined by a teenage colt with the exact same expression jumping over Nightlight.
It's hearthwarming!
Both of them chanted over and over.
And thus, with the realms of sleep taken cruelly from them, Nightlight and Twilight Velvet had little choice but to waken and follow the excited pair downstairs.
The hearth-swarming tree sparkled magnificently, and all the colorful wrapped presents sat in anticipation. 4 ponies came into the room, the elder 2 walking calmly, if a bit tiredly, while the others sprinted in as fast as they could. Joy spread throughout the 4 as they began trading and opening their presents. Soon enough, all the presents were opened and wrapping paper filled the living room. As the kids enthusiastically lauded through their gifts, Nightlight noticed something odd. 1 last package adorned in red and gold wrapping paper, yet unopened.
Honey, do you remember who gave that one?
He whispered quietly to his wife.
Twilight Velvet looked to what he was pointing at, adopting a confused expression.
I don't remember that one being there yesterday.
Shining, too, finally noticed the lone present and bounded over to it, looking at the label.
Hey, Twilight, it's for you.
Twilight Sparkle instantly perked up and scrambled over to her BBBFF, who hastily handed her the gift. With the gift in her hooves, Twilight inspected the label to see who it was from.
To Twilight. Have a wonderful hearthswarming, my dear, and enjoy. Huh, there's no name,
Twilight pointed out.
Well, what are you waiting for? Open it!
Shining Armor encouraged. Smiling, Twilight gripped the paper in her magical aura and ripped it off in one fell swoop. Her eyes widened as she saw its contents.
Daring Do and the Eternal Flower!
Twilight shrieked excitedly, hugging the book tightly.
And it's signed!
Nightlight and Twilight Velvet gawked. Daring Do and the Eternal Flower was the newly released book in the Daring Do series. They had tried to get one for Twilight, but it had been sold out everywhere. Who could have got her a copy? Let alone a signed edition? But another shock was to come. Twilight opened the cover and found a note on the inside.
To Twilight, enjoy the super special edition for a super special filly. Keep on being awesome. A.K. Yearling.
Now Nightlight and Twilight Velvet were really confused. In contrast, however, Shining Armor scooped up Twilight into his lap and they started to read the book together. None of them noticed a unicorn mare watching them from the living room window, small snowflakes falling into her mane under the beautiful early morning sky, with carol singers already starting to sing in the streets, intent on brightening the morning of goodwill and friendship among all ponies and beyond.
Happy horsewarming, my daughter. I love you.
Queen Chrysalis smiled, a single tear falling down her cheek.